This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Another big topic ahead of CES is television, smart TVs, also more high-definition programming. But as more and more of us stream our content, what does the future of television really look like? I'm not talking about pixels. I'm talking about licenses and how interactive new programming might be. So let's put that question to our friend Jonathan Zittrain at Harvard about the future of television and even going to the movies. Professor Zittrain, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
So some interesting cases are pointing towards the future of television, or at least the way we might consume it.
Yes, we've had, coming out of the federal courts interpreting, among other things, copyright law, a case around a company called Aereo, and another case involving a service from Dish Network called Hopper.
And these sort of way that these two specific cases have played out is suggesting maybe a little bit more power on the side of the consumer these days in terms of television watching and how we get our television, et cetera. How might this play out? What are you sort of thinking about as you look forward over the next, I don't know, 5 years?
My guess is we'll end up with a set of appliances that will see things that attempt to bridge between the computer world and the legacy worlds of cable, satellite, and broadcast television. It really may turn out that watching 22-minute programs is just not what people are into, and things might turn more interactive. There may be things that are now thought of more niche-like as games that will become something that's very much more mainstream entertainment, and that watching actors recite rehearsed lines with props may just turn out to be a small niche application. And I think that's a parallel question too, even of what do we do with movie theaters?
Well, and the point that you bring up that I think is really interesting here is, will we want that experience passively?
Yes. And in fact, you might say, if you're going to bother to gather all those people in the theater, wouldn't it be interesting that the movie has 16 different endings, or what the ending is like is actually dynamically generated, as more and more movies are completely computer generated? Think Pixar.
Yep.
There's no reason to think you couldn't actually on the fly generate an ending responsive to the audience in the room. You could see something like that, which would make coming out to the theater more of a communal experience.
An amazing possible future. Jonathan Zittrain, co-founder of Berkman Center for Internet and Society, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks.